Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Frazier Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Aaron Davis of the Washington Post. Aaron, you've been covering this interesting situation on pot that involves Congressman Andy Harris of the Shore. Tell us why he's gotten himself involved in this. And, of course, it's not the first time.
Sure. Well, I can't speak for what exactly is going on inside Representative Andy Harris's mind, but he has taken it upon himself and fairly effectively in the past several weeks to, along with some colleagues and some allies, to get a measure into the version that passed late on Thursday night of this $1 trillion spending deal through the House. And then, you know, we can talk about where this is going, but he has been able to get language in there that really muddles up what will happen with the legalization of marijuana in D.C., something he started months ago during the summer, got conservative House Republicans to back him then and made it through all the way through the House version of the spending bill. He says that this is a question about science, that the nation is not ready for full legalization, certainly not D.C., where Congress can have a say in that. First, the experiments that are going on in Colorado and Washington State should be fleshed out. We should be able to look at the research there. More broadly, I think it's clear that his background in medicine from being an anesthesiologist from Johns Hopkins, that he does, I think, genuinely feel that this is both a medical problem for the youth, that smoking while you are an adolescent can have a permanent effect. And secondly, that it's just not the morally the right thing to be doing to allow this.
What does he say about intervening in the decision by voters in D.C.? Why does he think that's a legitimate thing for him to be doing?
I spoke with him before the House passed this. I spoke with him after it was passed, and I also watched him speak at the Heritage Foundation. And he got progressively more forceful as the week moved on about, when asked, are you concerned about stepping in and upending the will of voters? And you know, early on, he said this is the way it should be. Congress has this, you know, if you have problems, take it up with the Constitution. Congress has ultimate say of what goes on in D.C. And by the end of the week, he was even telling Politico that, you know, if you don't like it, move out of Washington, D.C. This is the way we're going to do it.
We're talking on Friday, and this is going to air on Monday, so we don't know exactly what might happen over the weekend, but What's your thought about where we're headed?
The bottom line is the issue of marijuana legalization in D.C. is not going away. The D.C. Council, specifically Council Chairman Phil Mendelson, has said that he feels obligated and has no choice but to forward on to D.C. onto the Congress for its 30-day review, this voter-backed initiative, which would legalize possession up to 2 ounces, legalize home cultivation. It doesn't go as far as allowing for the sale and taxation of marijuana. Those were details that were going to be left up to city lawmakers. That is now clearly blocked. However, D.C. Council will send to Congress in the new year this voter-backed initiative. It will throw the issue back onto Congress. And there is a split between members of the GOP and Congress on this issue. Sometime next year, this could all end up in the courts. And when the next federal budget is open in September of next year, this will be an issue that surely will be the issue of another rider. It's going to roil D.C. politics and federal relations here for the coming year.
Well, Aaron, we are definitely going to stay tuned, and thank you very much for your report.
Thank you.
For Aaron Davis, I'm Frazier Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.